When it comes down to it, three author interviews don't cover all the great new releases out there, but this segment, Off the Shelf, offers teasers for titles I didn't get a chance to do interviews for. Here are the three for this week. At the start of the Great War, two burgeoning entrepreneurs made one final push for the English language. The 11th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, the 29-volume masterpiece, was revolutionary, making elevated sciences and scholarship accessible to middle-class families. But its creation was an arduous task. Dennis Boyles recounts the journey of over 1,700 men and women in Everything Explained That Is Explainable on the creation of the Encyclopedia Britannica's celebrated 11th edition, 1910 to 1911. Tessa is only 16 when she wakes in a field of black-eyed Susans and human bones. The papers call her the only survivor of alleged killer Terrell Goodwin's vicious attack. But years later, after finding a bed of black-eyed Susans mysteriously planted by her house, Tessa seeks to prove Goodwin's innocence and take him off death row. Could it be true the man she sent to prison isn't the real killer? Is something lost in Tessa's clouded memory? Find out in Julia Haberlin's new thriller, Black-Eyed Susans. No heat, no electricity, no running water. Journalist Amy Hammerl and her husband liquidated their savings on a house in Detroit that ended up being virtually uninhabitable. But despite the urgings of friends and family, they refused to return to the ever more expensive Brooklyn neighborhood they came from. Instead, they braced themselves for hard work and encountered more than their fair share of interesting characters along the way. Amy Hammerl celebrates what it means to carve out a home in Detroit Hustle, a memoir of love, life, and home. Learn about Dennis Boyle's Everything Explained That Is Explainable, Julia Haberlin's Black-Eyed Susans, and Amy Hammerl's Detroit Hustle at the Book Club at 91.7's section of our website, wvxu.org. World War II, New Year's Eve, 1943. It was only his second mission, and he was a last-second substitute. The B-24 bomber he was in was shot down over Nazi-occupied France. He parachuted out safely and spent more than 6 months making his way home through enemy territory. The amazing story of the lost airman, straight ahead on the Book Club at 91.7.